With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, fashion influencers are everywhere these days, but are any of them actually influencing people for the better? Well, on the line now is a woman who left the influencer life behind to become a fashion educator and is blowing up all over TikTok and Instagram. Andrea Chong, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Andrea, talk me through this, like, you know, very simply, but how would you describe your fashion mission?
So if there is one thing that I could change, it would be to help people stop impulse shopping, or something that we love to call retail therapy. I'd say that would be the biggest mission accomplished.
And I think, look, we all fall into the trap of it all the time where it's just like, oh, I need a new outfit for a wedding that I've got coming up, or I've got this gig that I need to go to, or a festival, or even just I've got a girls' night out. And it's like, I better get something new. But, you know, our wardrobes are full of outfits that we already own.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of that drive, or this almost like compulsive urge to keep shopping, it does come a lot from what we're influenced by on social media and just the speed of everything and how public our image is. But I also think it refers to something a lot deeper, which is how we choose to represent ourselves to the wider world. I think the way that we dress and this kind of obsession that some of us have with our personal style and how to navigate that, especially when we feel so overwhelmed by how much we already have and all this conflicting advice about sustainability, about minimalism, about a capsule wardrobe, all of this stuff. I think we become way too inundated with information when actually we need to go back to the root of it, which is a lot of the time most of us weren't taught how to shop.
Yeah, actually, that's totally fair. Sorry, just by your sentence there alone, like, you sound very passionate about this. But like, how did you get started on this road?
Well, I have been working in the fashion space in various jobs for many years. I was trying to find my feet. I did not know at the time I also had ADHD. So that was a late diagnosis. And
Join every gal in the country.
Yeah, literally. But it explains why, you know, I struggled so hard to, even though I was doing well wherever I chose to be, you know, I was really struggling to stay there and stay committed. And I think that explained a lot. But also one thing that I realized while I was working all of these odd jobs, trying to find my footing, trying to start a career in quite an elitist and difficult industry, fashion, was that all of these experiences that didn't make sense to anybody. And if you saw my CV, you would probably turn your nose up at it and be like, I don't know how to hire this person. It's all informed what I know now. And it's also really informed the way I approach things, which isn't in a traditional, I suppose, influencer way, or isn't in a traditional journalist way. It just comes from having touch points in all of these different places. And it's kind of opened a new way of thinking about the industry, which helps with the Mindful Monday method.
You mentioned there Mindful Monday. Talk me through this. Like, what is Mindful Monday?
So the Mindful Monday method is, you know, I've been told this is not a very good PR name because why Monday? But for me, when I started this, it wasn't really with any intention for it to blow up the way that it did. Mm-hmm. And what it was I was going to shops in real life and showing people how clothes are made, what the sustainability claims were, you know, based on either the website or the swing tags. Yeah. And then I was trying to figure out if it was substantiated in any way. And why it was Monday is because I was doing this on Mondays on stories. There's not a very sexy reason, but that was it.
Andrew, you're talking to radio here, though. We love an alliteration on anything. So, like, MMM is really playing to our strengths here.
Amazing. Great. I found my people.
You have.
So it's five steps, basically. And it's a way for people to tailor a filter for when they shop. Okay. So I don't want people to rely on, you know, having to pay a stylist or having to read countless articles or listen to influencers. Even me, I want to put education first and foremost so you can critically think about what you're buying and why you're buying it.
Yeah, because that's actually crazy. Because I mean, sometimes, like, I mean, I do it. We all do it, where you just kind of panic and you're like, this will do. You wear it once, it washes absolutely crap, and then you can never actually touch it again. If you had to pick like a couple of red flags about clothes, but like on the care label, what would they be?
So I generally would say everyday clothing does not need to have synthetics in them or to be made of synthetics. Obviously, a swimsuit is not an everyday piece of clothing for most of us, so there are exceptions. There is an argument that this adds to durability, but I need to then ask you, how come our vintage shops or our charity shops have 100% cotton and 100% wool pieces that have withstood the test of time? Mm. That durability, that synthetic addition in the name of durability, is very much to cover up, you know, not using good enough quality natural materials. So let's not, you know, get that confused. Other things to look out for is basics, like if buttons are fake buttons, if pockets are fake pockets. These are basics. I mean, guys, this is how you when did a pocket become luxurious, you know? So these are cut corners we don't love, we stay away from. And, you know, another thing I say is a very easy way to figure out if the clothes are made, you know, well, this is very top line, but turn your clothes inside out. You should pick your clothes like you pick your friends. They should be as beautiful on the inside as they are on the outside. So if you would be so embarrassed wearing that piece of clothing inside out, you have a telltale sign. That's probably not made very well.
Andrea, that's such a good line. Pick your clothes like you pick your friends. Like, you want them to be great all around. I love that.
Yeah.
Something as well that has thrown my friends is the price of things. Like, the indicator of the quality of a piece isn't exactly correlated exactly to the price, is it?
It's absolutely arbitrary. And the way that clothes are marked up, very generally speaking, if you follow a wholesale model, is you have your cost price, and then that's times 2 to 3 to get your wholesale price. And then that's another 2 to 3 times markup to get your RRP. Okay. And so you can create like a 7 times markup if you wanted to, from wholesale to RRP or from cost to wholesale. Yeah, so it doesn't really speak to much. And I think with our digital first, visual first culture, a lot of the time people are willing to pay a lot for status and hype, as opposed to longevity, wearability, and also whether the clothes reflect the values that you have as a person.
Mm. That's actually very interesting as well, because you do have to really think about it before you buy something. You, Andrea, are known for your stark honesty. How are your relations with fashion contacts that you might have had from previous work? Like, do they love what you're doing, or do they kind of like loathe it a little bit?
I think that answered it for me. Some people get it. I think, you know, the industry has changed a lot, and that's something that I'm very, very grateful for. I think people in general, especially post-COVID, have this understanding that things can't stay the way that they are. So I think there's this collective kind of shift. Yeah. However, you know, there are some brands that are super excited about what I do, and they're like, oh my God, thank you for talking about this. And they fully embrace it, and they're super pumped, and they want honest feedback as well. But, you know, there are others, and I think this speaks more to the culture of fashion. I don't think it's an influencer problem. I think it's a wider fashion industry problem. Yeah. Where brands seem to think that they can buy endorsements or buy loyalty. And I don't think that a lot of brands realize that I don't review you as a brand. I don't comment on who owns you. I don't comment on, you know, your, I don't know, aesthetic, your practices. I literally review your clothes.
Yeah.
I'm super separated from that. And so if your collection in the summer is fantastic, but your autumn drop is not, I will say that. But that doesn't mean that I endorse you wholly or I don't. It's the clothes. So it's also something I think they've got to get their minds around, because they're so used to just paying for.
Yeah. And I mean, naturally, when they're paying an influencer has a job to do, so they're putting together some fantastic outfits. They may not be saying, look, the summer collection is great, but the autumn collection is actually a bit crap. So, you know, they're not going to want to like damage that relationship. You are just there straight and saying it as it is. Finally, Andrea, before you go, I just want to ask you just tips for anybody who's listening to this. Like, is there some basic tips to buy better?
Yes, I definitely think please stay away from synthetic blends and synthetic items in your everyday clothing. I also think if you are gravitating towards things like formulas, this is not going to be a helpful long-term approach. So things like, can I wear it 30 times? A lot of clothes aren't made to be worn 30 times. So you have the best intentions, but it's not going to match up. So learning what quality is for the budget you're working with is so, so important. And that's something that, you know, I do outline in my book. They are going to kill me for this. My paperback is coming out. However, you know, Google preview for books actually shares quite a lot of it. Oh my God, they're going to kill me. But, you know, I'm trying to be for everybody here. But yeah, you can actually get quite a good idea of what to look for in terms of quality from the free book.
I'm not joking. I'm going to buy your book for that honesty alone. And your book is called Why Don't I Have Anything to Wear? Thank you so much for joining us. Keep the reviews coming. Where can people find you if they want to follow you?
Well, you can, the spelling. Okay, well, you can find me on TikTok or Instagram at @AndreaChong_. And I also have a podcast called Fashion Our Future. So if you want to hear more about what I have to say and what the guests I'm bringing on have to say about sustainable fashion, then you can also find me there.
Fantastic. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll chat to you again. And best of luck at the paperback sales after that one. You love it. Chat to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.